This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. It's our last weekend in October.
Yeah.
Wow, has it disappeared in a hurry.
It sure has, but hasn't the weather this last week just been amazing?
It has been.
In the 70s? Oh,
awesome,
my gosh.
Awesome this week. Yeah, it's just been incredibly nice this past week. Pick an afternoon.
Yeah.
You can go out and do something.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been terrific.
It's been
great. Won't last.
Well, no.
We know that.
Enjoy it while we can.
But we do indeed enjoy it while we certainly can. And November, right around the corner, next Saturday, next weekend, we turn the corner into November. We're down to the real home stretch.
Yeah.
In NASCAR terms, I guess we're at the green-white checker finish.
The green-white. Okay.
Hey, you don't follow NASCAR.
Isn't green one lap to go?
Well, no. It's kind of their overtime.
Oh.
When the races have accidents late and they want to have an actual finish instead of finishing under a yellow caution, they'll do a green-white checker. So they'll give you the green flag. You go once on the green lap, and then they'll give you the white flag. And then, of course, the checkered flag. So you get a few more laps. So you can actually get some racing instead of finishing under yellow.
Yeah, that's no fun.
That's way more than you wanted to know, though, right?
A little bit.
Okay, well, I guess my point was we're getting to the end of the year, okay?
Okay.
Getting down to the nitty-gritty here. And that means if November's right around the corner, you know what else that means is right around the corner?
Halloween.
Oh, the kiddies will be happy.
Yes.
Are your kids getting excited? Your kids are too young to understand it.
Wyatt's getting excited. If you ask him about Halloween, he knows what he's going as. And
okay. Oh, you guys are doing the Scooby-Doo thing.
We are.
We've determined that already.
Yep.
So, now, well, Brianna's a little too young to really understand this, though.
No, she don't get it.
Does she understand candy?
She shouldn't, because I don't give her any.
Oh.
Yeah, her kind of treats, I guess you can say, are like fruit snacks and
Wyatt
kind of stuff.
Understands candy.
He definitely does, because we definitely bribe him to go potty. So he knows if he goes potty, sometimes he'll get a sucker. Those little mini Tootsie Roll suckers.
Really?
Yeah, we got a big bag of them on top of the fridge.
You are the rare breed, an honest parent.
I admit it. You know, you get to a point where it's just kind of whatever works.
Yeah, just... You know, hey, at least be honest about it. If it works, it works, but in moderation.
Yes. It's not every time. Sometimes we kind of just wait for him to forget.
We bribe our pets with treats.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with the, you know.
Yeah, I mean, let's treat my son as a pet.
It's positive reinforcement. That's all it is. It's a psychological thing.
Yeah, it gets him excited about it, so I'll take it.
It's a lot easier than negative reinforcement,
because
no one enjoys that very much.
No.
Very good. Well, with trick-or-treat right around the corner, just about everybody is doing trick-or-treat on Halloween. I don't know why. Anybody would want to trick or treat on a night that's not Halloween.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Unless you could do it twice, then that would be good, I guess, as
well,
a child.
That's true.
You'd love that.
Yeah.
But it's trick or treat night. Hopefully lots of treats and very few tricks.
Yeah.
But we do have some information about some Halloween activities going on around the area. What you got over there?
All right, I got downtown trick or treating in downtown Atlantic. It's from 4 to 5, and then citywide is from 5 to 7. Again, this is on Halloween, October 31st, and they have a costume contest registration at 3:30 with judging at 4, and that takes place at the Atlantic City Park. If you have any questions on that, you can call the chamber 243-4404. Again, in Atlantic, they have the downtown trick-or-treating, which is held downtown businesses from 4 to 5, and then citywide is 5 to 7 with that judging, with the costume contest at 3:30, and then judging at 4 at the park.
Wow, lots of stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
Got plenty of stuff from around the area going on, too. In fact, if you take a look at some of the local communities, you see an awful lot happening around the area. And I should have done this ahead of time. I'm trying to get it all sorted out here real quick. And let's get those put together there. And this will go over here. And I think we're good to go. Okay, let's do this. First of all, there will be in Avoca, the Avoca Public Library is sponsoring the third annual Halloween party downtown, and that'll be on the 31st. Kids will be trick-or-treating after school from 4 to 5 p.m. Then they'll return to the library for hot dogs and juice. So there'll be all kinds of, there'll be some different activities and things for them as well in the downtown area they can enjoy. And that is on Friday, October the 31st. Also, as part of all of those activities, too, there'll be a Halloween youth party called A Nightmare on Elm Street. And that'll be at the Avoca Legion Hall. And that will be for 6th graders and older. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. It'll include the Haunted Hall, costume contest. There'll be snacks, games, and a dance contest as well. The Avoca Public Library and the Legion and several others are helping to sponsor that event coming up this coming Friday, October 31st. Also, let's see, here in Oneida, they will have a trick-or-treat activities. They'll be held from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., so the youngsters will be out doing their thing. And then there'll be costume judging held at the fire station starting at 7 o'clock. So after you're done trick-or-treating door-to-door, the night doesn't have to be over. 7 o'clock to the fire station for the costume contest. There'll be groups from babies to 5th grade and also an adult and group category. And the Oneida Town and Country Club will be holding a soup supper from 5 to 7 p.m. at the fire station. So you have an opportunity to get out and do that, too. So don't have to bother cooking that night. Kids are going to be full of candy anyway.
Yeah, they won't need anything to eat.
Also, that's one thing my mom and dad always did with us.
What?
Oh, make sure we ate before we went. Yeah. They would make sure they stuffed us with food, real food,
yeah,
before we went out for trick-or-treating.
Well, hey, you need all that food for energy to do all your walking.
Well, that's true. But they also didn't want us just eating right out of the bag because it was kind of the period in time where parents, they were starting to encourage parents to check over all the stuff to make sure there weren't, you know, things that didn't need to be in there. So anyway, also there's at the fire station in Messina this Friday, October 31st, there'll be some Halloween activities going on from 6 to 8 p.m. There'll be hay rides for the kids, along with grilled hot dogs, cookies, bars, and a drink. And there will not be a costume contest, but you can come in your costume if you like. The Messina Chamber of Commerce is helping to sponsor those activities. What do kids like more than grilled hot dogs, cookies, and bars?
Yeah, not too much.
You don't need to give them candy because, of course, they will have taken care of that on their own. Now, also in the communities of Adair and Casey, Beggar's Night is coming up this Friday, October 31st. In Adair, they'll be trick-or-treating from 6 to 8 p.m. There'll be no trick-or-treats on any other night in Adair, and parents are asked to accompany their youngsters as they do make their rounds. And members of the Adair Fire Department will be assisting and helping to patrol the streets to make sure it's a safe evening for them. Also in Casey, 31st, Friday, is trick-or-treat time, and in Casey from 5 to 7 p.m. will be the time for that, and the Casey Fire Department members will be patrolling the streets in that community also to help make sure everything goes well. And they're also asking if you have your outside lights on if you want the children to stop.
Yep.
If you don't want them to stop by, then you're going to want to turn them off. Also, they do throw out a warning, too, not a warning, but just a note, that motorists should always be very careful that evening. And that's a key in any community. But they're asking, you know, a lot of small trick-or-treaters out there. Kids aren't very careful. They're excitable.
Exactly.
They're in costumes that may or may not be necessarily the easiest things to see out of. So be aware of them just in case they are not aware of you. Because goodness knows we don't need any problems there. Also in the city of Casey, the Casey Service Club is hosting a trunk or treat party. That'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. along Casey's Main Street. That's 5 to 7 p.m. So they'll be doing trick-or-treating there too. And then also here, it's sponsored by the Adair Chamber of Commerce, there'll be a trick-or-treat on Main Street event. And that'll be from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. along Adair's Main Street. Now they'll have a scavenger hunt around Main Street, so you can stop at the City Hall for your instructions. There'll be a costume parade at 5:45, followed by a costume contest. There'll be food and drinks provided. And the community trick-or-treating, as we mentioned, in Adair will be from 6 until 8. So they'll get you out of there in time to go out and have plenty of time to fleece the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So there you go. Lots of things going on for trick-or-treat around the area. And again, you know, it's a pretty harmless thing. Let the kids go out, have their fun, collect their candy, but make sure they come home safely.
Yes, 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 yes.
All right, we've got trick-or-treating taken care of. I know there are lots of other things. Those are treats for the kids. How about treats for the adults?
Yes, well, with food, St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church Bazaar is coming up Sunday, October 26th. Doors are open at 9 a.m. They'll have a bake sale, general store, and quilt raffle. They'll be serving a roast beef dinner from 11 to 1:30, and they do have takeouts available. And the church is located at 105 West 7th Street in Atlantic. Again, it's the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church Bazaar on October 26th. And that starts at 9 a.m. The Audubon County Hospital Foundation is hosting a Books Are Fun book fair on October 31st from 9 to 5 at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. They'll have cookbooks and novels, children's books, adult books, puzzles, card set gifts, and many other items, all at discounted pricing from 30 to 75% off retail. And proceeds benefit the Audubon County Hospital Foundation. The Bloody Barns, Atlantic Haunted House at the Cass County Fairgrounds in bar number 4. They're open Halloween night from 7 to 9 p.m. And if you have any questions on that, you can call 249-8222. Again, it's the Bloody Barn at the Cass County Fairgrounds in bar number 4. It's open Halloween night from 7 to 9 p.m. The Church of the Nazarene in Atlantic will be conducting revival services on October 31st and November 1st at 7 p.m., and then again on November 2nd at 10:40 a.m. If you have any questions on that, you can call 243-3126, and everyone is welcome to attend. Again, it's the Church of the Nazarene at 500 Hazel Street in Atlantic, revival services on October 31st and November 1st at 7 p.m., and then also on November 2nd at 10:40 a.m. A fall turkey supper will be held at the Exira Christian Church on November 1st from 5 to 8 p.m. They're serving lots of great stuff, turkey and all the trimmings, and they're serving that family style. They have a suggested donation of $10 for adults and then also for takeouts, and then children 5 through 12, $5, and kids under 5 are free. And you can place your takeout orders by calling the church, and you can pick up those meals from 4 to 4:45. And proceeds from the supper will assist with the needs of individuals and families in the community through the Christian Women's Fellowship, and they'll also have some cards and nuts, some cookbooks and plates also available for sale. It's the Fall Turkey Supper at the Exira Christian Church, November 1st from 5 to 8 p.m. A Blue Tones reunion show is coming up November 1st with Phil Vandal, and that will be at the Atlantic Community Center. Doors open at 6:30 and tickets are $10 at the door. And proceeds from the show will go to Table of Mercy Breakfast Club. The Trumpeter Swan Contest, that's coming up. It ends on November 11th, so you need to get your predictions in now. And the Trumpeter Swans have visited the Shelburne Quarry for at least 16 out of the last 17 winters, and you can call in your predictions again by November 11th to the Conservation Board at 769-2372, and you can just leave a message, a number, if they're not in. They do not allow duplicate dates, so if somebody calls in for a prediction of, say, November 25th, no one else will be allowed to predict that arrival date. You can call any time to make your prediction. They do ask one prediction per family, please, and that's for Cass County residents only. And the winner will receive a Trumpeter Swan 8x10 print from the Cass County Conservation Board. And then we also have the arrival and departure dates of all the previous years available on KJN on the Daily Diary page. Red Cross blood drives are coming up in Exira on November 3rd from noon to 6 at the Exira Recreational Center. Then in Griswold on November 4th from 8:30 to 2:30 at the Griswold High School. Also on November 4th in Oakland from 8 to 2 at the Oakland Riverside High School. And then in Harlan on November 5th from 11:30 to 5:30. That's at the Veterans Memorial Building. Coming up in November, the 3rd Annual Griswold Holiday Expo will be held on November 8th at the Griswold Community Building from 10 to 3. We'll have numerous crafters and vendors and door prizes, free admission. If you'd like to be a vendor, you can contact them at grizzledcommunitybetterment@gmail.com for vendor booth availability. Again, it's the 3rd Annual Griswold Holiday Expo November 8th at the Griswold Community Building from 10 to 3. Also, the Atlantic BPO Doe's Quilt Show and Bake Sale will be held on November 8th from 10 to 4 at the Atlantic Elks Lodge, and they just ask that you use the front door. A quilt raffle will be held, and only 500 tickets will be sold for that. The quilt is made and donated by Sonia Clausen and quilted by Tina Lords from Something For You. You can bring your quilts to Something For You at 421 Chestnut Street in Atlantic by November 6th. Handicap accessible in the back. And for more information, call Sonia Clausen at 243-3576. And you can also order Quinoyer's Poinsettias available that day. The Atlantic BPO Doe's Quilt Show and Bake Sale November 8th from 10 to 4 at the Atlantic Elks Lodge at 501 Poplar Street. They just ask you to use the front door, but there is handicap accessible in the back. St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca, their fall dinner and bake sales on November 9th from 11 to 1:30, and they'll be serving Staley's chicken and mashed potatoes, homegrown sweet corn, homemade salads, and desserts. Again, it's on November 9th from 11 to 1:30, and that's St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca, their fall dinner and bake sale. Also, Knights of Columbus will be holding a pancake breakfast on November 9th from 7:30 to 10:30 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. A freewill offering will be taken and the public is invited to attend. Again, it's the Knights of Columbus, their pancake breakfast on November 9th from 7:30 to 10:30. And that's at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair.
That's a lot of stuff.
It sure is.
Got some more, too. We're not done. Not even close. The Nishna Valley Shrine and Auxiliary is hosting a chicken noodle dinner, their annual event coming up on Thursday, October the 30th, this coming Thursday. Ooh, there's a treat for the parents on the night before the treats go out for the kids. It'll be a Thursday, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic. Chicken and noodles, coleslaw, potatoes, vegetable, rolls, pie, and drink. Adults, $10, and that's for ages 10 to 4 is just $5. And also, those under 4 are free. They do have carryouts available as well. You can call ahead for those. And you can get also homemade dry noodles, cooked chicken and noodles, and mincemeat in pints and quarts, with all the proceeds heading to the Shrine Hospitals for Children, too. Did you mention this already?
No.
You did not? Okay. They have lots of stuff going on, and boy, that's a bellyful. That's a good meal. That's a good stuffing for $10.
Yeah.
So, again, that's coming up Thursday, October 30th, 4:30 to 7:30 at the Catholic Parish Center here in Atlantic. The chicken noodle dinner. Those are homemade chicken and noodles, by the way.
Ooh.
All homemade, stretched out to dry.
That takes some time.
Takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
And they enjoy doing it for folks. We are so glad that they do.
We'll enjoy it.
Yes, we will. Also, this Sunday, October 26th, the United Church of Avoca is having its annual fall church dinner. That'll be from 4:30 to 7 p.m. They're serving roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, relishes and salads, corn and green beans, and pie. Now, adults, $8. The cost for children 12 and under, $4, and preschoolers can eat free. That's at the location 304 North Elm Street in Avoca. That's the United Church of Avoca annual fall church dinner this Sunday, October 26th, 4:30 to 7 p.m. They hope to have a good crowd for that, good fundraiser for them. I have some other fall dinners going on here on November 2nd. That seems to be a popular day for this. The Griswold United Methodist Church will be having its annual fall dinner on Sunday, November 2nd, 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. They'll be serving roast turkey, dressing, ham balls, potatoes, gravy, corn, green beans, assorted salads, dinner rolls, and assorted pies. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And the cost is only $8.50 for adults.
That's a good price.
That's a real good price. Kids 5 to 10, $4. Under 5 are free. Carryouts are available. You can call the church anytime that week or on Sunday morning, November 2nd. And the carryout costs are just a little higher. Basically, you add 50 cents. It's $9 for adults, $4.50 for kids 5 to 10, and under 5 is still free. So don't add 50 cents to the free. It's still free. Also coming up on Sunday, November 2nd, the Adair United Methodist Church Fall Dinner and Harvest Sale will be held at the Adair Community Center. Dinner starts at 11 a.m. Auction begins at 1 p.m. Now, the dinner includes a Windsor chop, baked potato, vegetable, salad bar, and pie. Adults $9, children 12 and under $5, and preschoolers are free. And carryouts are available. Just call the Adair Community Center and they can get you those taken care of. That's the Adair United Methodist Church Fall Dinner and Harvest Sale at the Adair Community Center, Sunday, November 2nd, 11 a.m. for dinner. Auction starts at 1. Also, St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina will be having a harvest dinner on Sunday, November the 2nd, and they'll be serving from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The menu includes roast beef and ham balls with mashed potatoes and gravy, rolls, green beans, salad bar, pies, desserts, drinks, and carryouts will be available. They're asking for your free will donation for that. Again, that's the St. Patrick's Catholic Church Harvest Dinner at the church in Messina, Sunday, November 2nd, 11 a.m. to 1. They'll be serving for your free will donation. You know what I really like about a lot of these things that go on like this, these harvest dinners and fall activities and things? Is it the food they serve? It's just soak it up food. I mean, it's just belly filling, going to feel good.
If the
weather's chilly, you're going to feel warm inside kind of meals.
Yeah.
You know, you got so much of that stuff with the roast beef and ham balls and what else do we have? We had chicken and noodles.
Windsor
chop, roast turkey and dressing. I mean, so many good things that we enjoy.
Yeah, it's a big variety.
Boy, I can gain a lot of weight in the fall.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of can I lose it all by spring. That's the challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, we are back, and we have a few more things to take care of here. Some important business. I see you've got a few birthdays there, Cher.
I do. I got some birthdays. We'd like to wish happy birthday to Velma Peterson of Anita. She's celebrating her 96th birthday on October 26th, and her family would like you to help her celebrate with a card shower. You can send her a happy birthday card to Velma at 610 5th Street in Anita, 50020. That's coming from Mom, Grandma, and Great-Grandma, and all your family. So happy birthday to Velma Peterson of Anita, having her 96th birthday on October 26th. And you can send her a card. Wish her happy birthday to 610 5th Street in Anita, 50020. The children of Naughty Gross of Westphalia are requesting a card shower in her honor for her 95th birthday on October 29th. You can send her a card to P.O. Box 103 in Westphalia, 51578, and Naughty has 41 grandchildren and 38 great-grandchildren. And again, happy birthday to Naughty Gross of Westphalia, celebrating her 95th birthday on October 29th. You can send that to her P.O. Box 103, Westphalia, 51578.
That's a big family.
Yes, it is.
That's a lot of turkey and dressing at Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow. How many children's tables do you have at that household?
Quite a few.
Lots, yeah. Also have a wedding anniversary to share with you here this weekend. Ron and Connie Schechinger of Harlan are planning a cards. Actually, their children are planning a card shower for them. It's their 30th wedding anniversary. That'll be this Monday, the 27th. So if you'd like to send Ron and Connie Schechinger a card, you may send it to 911 Maple Road in Harlan, 51537. That's 911 Maple Road, Harlan, Iowa, 51537. Happy anniversary to Ron and Connie Schechinger of Harlan, their 30th wedding anniversary. Good for them.
Yeah.
You know, we've been talking a little bit the last few weeks about the weekly leaf report, the fall color report that the State Forestry Nursery Division of the Iowa DNR puts out each week, kind of give you an idea of where everything is. It's pretty much done.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything. You know, I was looking through it for the most part. This is the only part of the state, really, that you have any time left. And that's just, you know, not too much longer before the leaves are just going to all turn, well, they're all going to fall.
Yeah.
That's why they call it fall, right? But they're all going to fall off here pretty quick, the ones that haven't already. We've been fortunate, though. I mean, this late in the season, we haven't had a dramatic rain event, you know, a real hard rain that knocked all the leaves off.
Right.
We haven't had a dramatic wind event that knocked all the leaves off. You know, and the leaf color actually hasn't been too bad around here, all things considered. We had a pretty wet summer. And when you have a wet summer, usually that's not conducive to the bright red colors and things for leaves. But actually, it's not been too bad around here. So we've had a lot of yellows and oranges and reds and different colors and things. And just a few more days really left. Every other location, every other quadrant here in Iowa, the peak has passed. And really, they list the peak here to be the 19th through the 25th, so that really just gets us kind of through this weekend, and that'll be about it. So if you have your favorite locations, favorite places to go check out some of those leaves, well, you still have some time to do it, but not very much anymore. No, not too much anymore at all. Also, we did have some other things going on, too, that the Cass County Conservation Group, you mentioned like the Trumpeter Swan Contest, but they have some other things happening too. There's a bird feeder workshop that's coming up on Saturday, November 8th at 1 o'clock at the Outdoor Educational Classroom. That's down by Messina. It'll give you a chance to learn all about bird feeders. You'll make and take at home a bird feeder. All ages are welcome. Children have to be accompanied by an adult. They do ask you to pre-register, though, by November 4th for Messina. So call them at 769-2372. They would really appreciate that. They've got some other activities coming up, too, in December. And, of course, they'll have the Soiree with the Swans just after the new year in January, like they do each year. Lots of fun stuff going on. This is a really neat time of the year for a lot of the local county conservation folks because it's just gorgeous outside.
Oh, yeah.
It's just beautiful out. You know, one thing this past week has been Character Counts Week. Had a chance to visit this past week with Amy Smith, who's with the Character Counts in Iowa group. But, you know, they have the six pillars of character that they always like to talk about. And, you know, really this goes toward not just the home, but school and work and everything else. But you know, a lot of this stuff should be taught in the home because parents are the first educators of their children, and it's a good way to get them started. And, of course, it helps you, too, if you raise them right.
Right.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But one of the six pillars of character is trustworthiness, and they break these all down. It's trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and citizenship. And they break those down a little bit with trustworthiness. They talk about just being honest. Don't deceive, cheat, or steal. Isn't that one of the first lessons we try to teach our kids?
Yeah.
Also, be reliable. Do what you'll say you'll do. If you make a promise, follow through. Have the courage to do the right thing. It's not always easy,
especially
when everyone around you is doing something different. Also, build a good reputation. You know the old saying, it takes a lifetime to build a reputation. It takes a minute to ruin it.
Yeah.
Also, be loyal. Stand by your family, your friends, and your country. Everybody likes someone who's loyal. You know they can trust them. Also, when they talk about respect, they break that down. Treat others with respect. Make sure you follow the golden rule. Treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Be tolerant of differences. Use good manners, but not bad language.
No.
Be considerate of the feelings of others. You shouldn't threaten, hit, or hurt anyone. And deal peacefully with anger and insults and disagreements. It's not necessary to start shoving people around just because they don't feel the same way you do. If that was the case, what would it be like at the ballot box on November 4th?
Yeah, no kidding.
Also, responsibility. You know, do what you're supposed to do. And persevere. Make sure you keep on trying. You should always do your best. And use self-control. Make sure you have self-discipline. And think before you act. Consider the consequences. Boy, they should put that right on the front page of, like, Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, no kidding.
Think before you type.
Yep.
Consider the consequences. Take responsibility, you know, for those actions. Also, fairness is one of the six pillars, and they talk about things like playing by the rules, take turns and share. You know, these are things that you teach kids early on, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you sit around and have, like, board game night or something. Do you still play board games?
Not for a long time.
We used to play, like, Candyland and stuff like that when we were kids with our parents.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Chutes and ladders. Yeah,
some fun stuff. But, you know, those are some of the early lessons. You know, there are rules. You play by the rules the way it is. Take turns. Share with people. Be open-minded. Listen to others. Don't take advantage of others. And don't blame others carelessly. Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a major epidemic in this country?
Yeah, it is.
That's bigger than the flu.
Yeah.
Is people blaming other people. No one takes responsibility for their own. We all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
We all make dumb decisions once in a while. You know, we're not perfect. There's been just one perfect person who ever walked this earth, and we crucified him.
Yeah.
So, you know, take the blame. It's just, hey, I goofed up. It's the way it is. Don't blame others all the time. We see that everywhere in life, from politics to work to school, everywhere. Also, you know, one of the six pillars is caring. They say be kind, be compassionate, and show that you care. Express your gratitude to others. When they do nice things for you, thank them for it. Forgive others and help people that are in need. And then the last one is citizenship. You know, do your share to make your community better. Cooperate. Stay informed. Go vote. You know, be a good neighbor. Obey laws and rules. Make sure you respect authority. Protect the environment. Recycle. Those types of things. All the things you can do to help others that live around you. So the six pillars of character: trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and citizenship. Shouldn't be just 1 week that we focus on those things. We should be doing it all the time.
I'd hope not.
Well, you'd hope not, yeah. So be a good person. That's what we're asking.
Yeah.
Be a good person. Hey, that's all the time we have for you here this weekend. Thanks again so much for joining us here on the radio. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.